In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
A challenge for financial advisors. Worries about the election are influencing their clients' investing decisions.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The 2016 presidential race has created a lot of uncertainty among investors. They're worried that a victory by either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will negatively impact their finances, and they're letting their financial advisors know about it. Wall Street Journal reporter Daisy Maxey says investors are ignoring wealth managers' advice and making decisions on short-term events like the election. Daisy, what sort of questions are investors asking their advisors?
Well, it varies from investor to investor, but many are asking, should I be taking action? There's a lot of finger pointing in this election. It's kind of been unprecedented, as everyone knows. And a lot of, you know, you see ads saying Donald Trump can't be trusted with nuclear power. Hillary Clinton has been accused of being a liar. This creates a lot of fear, and people are wondering, will this have an impact on my investment?
So they're basically worried stocks will fall if the wrong candidate gets elected, right?
A lot of fear, especially that right after the election, there could be a big downturn in stocks and volatility all year as well.
So they've been making moves ahead of time. They've already been making investing decisions based on their worries.
Yes. A lot of investors are talking to their advisors, just saying, what should I be doing? Should I be taking action? And some are saying, I want to move to cash. I'm terrified. I want to get out of the market. And advisors, of course, financial advisors, don't like the idea of moving on this kind of an event. They think it's very hard to predict what's going to happen and that investors should think about the long term.
Right.
So in many cases, advisors have been able to talk, as they say, talk investors off the ledge and keep them invested.
I talk to a lot of money managers, investment advisors about the market, what impact they think certain events will have on the market, such as elections, and they all say to a person that the election, you know, is a short-term thing. We or their clients should not be worried about events like that. Is this unprecedented? Is the level of worry higher than we've ever seen?
Some people think it is, and some studies are showing that it is unprecedented, and I'm certainly hearing that from some financial advisors. BlackRock did a study. They talked to about a little more than 1,600 Americans, including more than 1,400 investors, and, you know, kind of focused on how the election is shaping their views on the investing environment. And they found that nearly two-thirds of Americans say the presidential election has had an impact on their investment decisions over the past year. Three-quarters of those that they surveyed indicated that they believe the election will have a greater impact on their personal finances than the 2008 election. And that was the last time there was no incumbent president on the ballot. And one-third indicated they feel the election poses a threat to their financial future.
Why? What is causing this concern?
Well, I think certainly the view of advisors hasn't changed. They're the conventional wisdom, and they still think you don't move on these things, these kinds of short-term events. And that's the message they're trying to get out there. But there has been just such an unprecedented amount of focus on this election. You've seen the media attention, be it, you know, press online coverage or look at, you know, you turn on television and Trump is there. He's gotten an immediate, you know, I mean, a tremendous amount of attention. And just a lot of vitriolic talk and unusual candidates as well. People that a lot of candidates, you know, there's a lot of almost animosity on either side, you know, with one saying this, you know, Donald Trump is untested, Hillary Clinton can't be trusted. These are the kinds of messages that are getting out there and scaring investors.
Are advisors saying that they're basically fighting losing battles, trying to, as was mentioned, talk them off a cliff or a ledge?
Well, it's a mixed message on that. One advisor I spoke to in Kansas City said he has had a lot of success in talking clients off the ledge. And another one said, you know, so far he's Rick Kaler in Rapid City, South Dakota. He said so far he hasn't had clients going completely into cash. He's been able to keep them into the market. He said he thinks one of the things that's helping them listen a little better is some of these clients have been through 2008 with him and they saw that message. They also went through the Brexit mess where the Brexit vote caused the market to go down for a few days, but it came back very quickly. There was a lot of fear around that event as well. So that's just a very it wasn't that long ago. It's in investors' minds. So it's helping them, you know, kind of realize that maybe they shouldn't react to these short-term fears. But in other cases, we have one advisor told me that some of her clients, and usually for each advisor, it's just a handful or a few clients who she's had to take out of equities and put into cash or fixed income just to get a little risk off the table. And in other cases, one advisor told me people who have gotten lump sums have not wanted to invest them. He trying to laid out the case for one client. Here's why you should invest this money now. And the client said, well, I'll think about it. The advisor said, when would you like me to call you? He said, after the election.
Yeah, right.
they're just not ready to do it right now.
Daisy, isn't there another survey that you sort of relied on? It wasn't in your article that we're talking about now, but it was a survey demonstrating investor concerns by Schwab.
Yes. Charles Schwab did do another study. And that study was conducted from August 22 to September 5. So some of this is before the most recent news that we have out now with the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton. So that's probably even generating more fear. But the Schwab study talked to a bunch of investors and they found that – they talked to advisors. And they found that the advisors are saying clients are more concerned than they are about the impact of the presidential election on portfolios. That was about 45% of advisors saying that their clients are more concerned. But another 45% said my clients and I are equally concerned about how the presidential election will impact their portfolios.
Really? So the advisors were concerned, too?
Yes. In this study, they found that they were. I think there is some fear about volatility. One advisor told me there probably will be some volatility after the election, in the immediate days after the election, and that she thinks could be even an opportunity to rebalance portfolios and maybe pick up some investments that might go down in price that would rise later.
And Daisy, it's not just worries about the presidential candidates. It's also worries about the possible makeup or rebalancing of the House and Senate.
Yes, there are some fears about that as well. And I think what some people are afraid is if there is a change in power, that could have a big impact on laws. It could affect investors in different ways. And one advisor did mention that. Some of the advisors I talked to, you know, they have clients who are mixed. Some on the East Coast who are worried about Trump presidency, saying he's untested. Some in other parts of the country worried about Hillary Clinton, saying she can't be trusted and what's going to happen with her. But in some cases, it's just what's going to happen to the House and the Senate, and what will that mean in terms of new laws and the impact on these investors?
Daisy, you write that some clients are not waiting until near the election to make moves. They've already made them. Isn't that correct?
That's right. In some cases, it's spurring people to do things early because they're afraid of what's going to happen after the election and what impact that will have on their investments. One high net worth investor told his advisor that he wanted to donate his stocks now to a donor advised fund rather than wait until next year. He said the advisor said that this client told him he'd be very upset if he waited and then those stocks declined in value in January. He wanted to sell them now or donate them now so he could get that benefit and not do that when they're lower in value. And some retired clients are rebalancing early to obtain cash for their coming living expenses. They know how much they're going to need, and they want to make sure it gets done before the election so that they don't have to do it, say, sell stocks or something, or rebalance money out of different assets when they may have declined in value.
Wall Street Journal reporter Daisy Maxey, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.